Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, December 22nd, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, and it truly is a getaway Friday. It is the last Friday before Christmas, the last live broadcast out of this station before Christmas Day, which is on Monday. Excitement galore. Joined in studio tonight by Matt Morgan, Carrington Nelson, Sean Kraft, the entire crew's here, and tonight the much ballyhooed gift exchange will happen. Now, these are homemade gifts. Everybody, the only thing that had to be done was it had to be homemade. So that's the deal. Everybody was up to the task, and we'll find out what that is as the night goes along. We have a top 10 list tonight. And we want to thank everybody who donated food here. Matt's mom did some great cookies. They're beautifully decorated and some chocolate chips. Your grandma did the leg lamp cookies. We've got three leg lamp cookies here to try throughout the night. Mary Ellen brought in fudge and popcorn balls. And Bob Welsh sent in, what is it? Oreos.
Oreo cookie bites.
Oreo cookie bites. So we're having a party here tonight, to be sure. It is the Christmas season. Tis the season. Excitement galore. What do you think, Sean?
I'm craving one of those Buckeyes.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. That's what's on your mind. Here we are.
I love those season. Buckeyes. Those Buckeyes that his mom makes is delicious.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Carrington, how are you?
I'm good.
You're trying to dress like me. I just want to point that out.
Yes.
I have worn this multicolored light necklace for months now, and tonight you come in with one of your own.
Yeah, at the beginning of the day, my friends and I are having a Christmas party, so one of the things at the beginning of the day was everybody got one of these light necklaces. So I have been wearing it all day, and it is purely coincidence, but, you know.
Well, I thought you'd actually stepped up in the world.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm just trying to dress like my icon, Scott Spears.
I was hoping.
My role model.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Every so often. Yeah, but I'll tell you, there was a lot of tenseness in this room before we started. I tell you, it was nasty in here, and I could not believe before the Christmas show there was that kind of hostility going on in this room.
There's never hostility.
Matt, was there hostility in this room?
She's lying. Yes, there was hostility.
There was hostility in here. I actually had to use a word that I would never use on the air to describe how it was in the room.
Yeah, you did. I was surprised. I've never heard you say bad words before. I was like, oh.
Well, that was the only one.
I think there were two.
Oh, they were the mild words.
Though. Mild words. There were still two, and I was like, oh my gosh, if I showed up earlier to...
I don't hear Scott
just cussing like a sailor.
No. I have very clean language. Now, Matt, on the other hand...
No. My language is okay. It's okay.
And sometimes in front of a pastor.
That's fine.
I think, oh my Lord. You know, one of those numbers. But it is the big Christmas show. Now... We're not going to go to... We have a top 10 list, by the way, which is tailored for Christmas. And it really is tailored for Christmas. That is the right word.
Is it about Taylor Swift?
Well, nothing gets by you, does it?
Oh, my gosh! Sneak peek!
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Oh, and you did, like, the jazz hands there.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
I love when we talk about Taylor Swift.
Yeah. No, you don't. Because at one point... No. At one point, you said to me, why are we always talking about Taylor Swift?
I don't like it whenever you guys, like, I feel like sometimes we don't move on. A lot of topics here, I feel as though we dwell on them a little bit. And I'm like, okay, we are just, like, beating this topic to death. Like, we have already talked about this. And I'm like, how are we still going? Like, we are just, like, pulling things out. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, we have discussed this, and I don't know how many different words we can use to say the same thing. Sorry. Merry Christmas.
I would repeat the word I said off air, but I think that belies the point of who was telling the truth and who wasn't. Well, what has upset you so in the holiday season?
No, I'm not upset. I'm actually having a great day. Like I said, I'm having a Christmas party with my friends today, so like it's been great.
See, I don't know if I ever believe anything you're saying.
Oh, okay.
I really don't know. I mean, it's like 50-50 every time you say something. I'm like, okay.
No, it's just like sometimes I have passionate opinions about things, and I just express them. Sometimes.
Okay. Well, here's something else that's going on. Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Okay,
we
explain that.
We are going to spend Christmas Eve morning together, the four of us, plus my four family members and my three dogs. And we are going to watch The Christmas Story, and we're going to eat some leg lamp cookies, hopefully. There's going to be a Denver omelet, and my mom said she's going to make some little, like, sausage, like, biscuit wheel things. They're really good. I'm worried Scott won't like them since you're biscuit and gravy aversion, but...
Is it gravy? I don't like gravy.
No, it's the gravy specifically that you have an issue with?
Yeah. Okay. Biscuits are fine.
Biscuit, sausage.
Sausage is fine.
Okay, and it's, like, cream cheese, and, like, that's the combo. Yeah. Okay, well, I think they're delicious, so hopefully you'll like them, too.
Why were you worried about me? Like, these two, they can't not like something?
Well, I just already know you don't like biscuits and gravy.
Well, is it? It's a gravy?
No, but I didn't know it was the gravy that was the problem.
It's the gravy that's the problem.
Okay, well, now I know.
What do you think I do, cause a scene?
I don't know.
Like, walk into your house on Christmas Eve morning and say, what's this?
No, you just be like, ah, thank you, but no thank you, I'm not going to try that. And that's fine. Like, my mom is a picky person, so she totally gets the, I'm not going to eat that because I don't want to eat that type of...
Do your parents really want us there? I mean, let's get down to the bare facts here. When they heard about this, do they say we really want these people in our house?
Yes, yes, they love to host. Like, I'm sure they're listening right now, and they're like, yay, my mom was gonna, like, clean the house, and, like, I bet she, like, lights candles. Like, she's, like, before you guys come over, there's gonna be the chairs on our couches so the dogs can't get on the couch. That way, like, they're super clean, and, like, she'll take them off, like, 5 minutes before you get there. So it's like, oh, our house is just so spotless. Oh! That's how she is. So,
and we're going to watch The Christmas Story.
Yes.
During amidst all this fun.
Yes.
Well, what do you make of this whole thing, Matt?
You know?
I know you're counting the hours.
She came in here with some pent-up aggression, it seems.
She really has. I really don't know what it is.
Going for everybody.
The holidays upset you?
No, I am not aggressive.
Well, if Matt thinks it and I think it, I think that's majority rules.
Sean, do you think I'm aggressive?
Don't lie.
No, I don't think she is.
Thank you.
Whatever. You know where you got the lying.
No, I don't think she's...
Okay, so it's 2-2, and I'm inside of my own body, so I think I have a little edge, so I think I'm not aggressive.
Yeah, but you wouldn't tell us the truth anyway.
Yes, I would. I have told you guys so many times whenever I come in and I'm having a bad day or I'm upset about something, I'm honest about it. I told you I'm having a good day. I don't know why I can never be believed.
Okay. What do you make of this big shindig on Sunday morning, Sean? The start of our Christmas Eve celebration.
I think it's going to be great because I haven't watched that movie forever. So,
yeah. We're all going to hang out. We're going to bond. We're going to have something to talk about.
We haven't bonded enough yet?
Well, apparently not because we're going to hang out
and
somewhere.
You know, anywhere there's food, I'm on.
He's there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm coming because I feel it's a sociological experiment.
Oh, okay.
On Christmas Eve morning.
Do tell.
Well, I just think that the four, we've now been on a trip together. We've been in a car together. We've been out to eat together. We've been on shows together. We've been at fairs together. We've been at festivals together. But we've never been at somebody's house together watching a movie. So I believe this could be or spend a holiday together, which this will be.
A double whammy.
It's really a sociological experiment. I believe there'll be a story on Tuesday morning about what happened on Christmas Eve morning.
For sure. I think you're going to be paying attention and, like, analyzing things, and you'll be like, oh, this or that happened.
Well, people fascinate me.
Yeah.
Plus, I've never met Eric and John, your brothers.
Yeah, Xander and Brooks.
Oh, excuse me.
That wasn't their names last week.
Well, to be honest, I've never met them.
Right. I've just told you their names.
Yeah, but once I meet them, I'm sure we'll just be fast friends.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I know of them.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
Okay. Now, we're not opening up the gifts yet, but, Matt, you didn't even have your gifts done yesterday. Your mom had to reassure me in the break room that you would have gifts here today. Talk about the process of your homemade gifts.
Last night, My mom went shopping for me because I didn't know what to get. So I just said, hey, Mom, here's some money. I'm sure you got that. So she bought some things, and then she basically walked me through, or not walked me, but she showed me how to. I did need help with, like, the first part of making these things. But other than that, it was easy. So, you know.
Homemade, though.
It is homemade.
Remind us again, how old are you?
Is she calling right now? Whoa, that was a slam. There's your hostility again. And you say she's not hostile.
I'm sorry. You were 20 years old and you gave your mom money to go buy the gifts because you couldn't come up with something in the last month and a half?
I didn't.
Dude.
Wow.
It just feels insincere. I don't even know what it is yet. But you made your mom go buy it?
Like, I picked it out, though. She just went to go buy the things.
Oh, so you told her what to go get.
Well, she sent me so I was with her. She showed me pictures of things, and I said I want to do those. And then she went and got the things.
Okay.
Bam! Drop the mic. That's what happened there.
Okay.
Drop the mic on you. All right. Well, we're off to a real good start here on this Christmas show filled with mirth and happiness and goodwill toward all men. Sean, tell the story, because you're certainly not crafty.
My last name's
Sean Craft. I know.
Yeah, but Linda still thinks it's spelled K-R-A-F-T.
Yeah, exactly. I have a lot of thought in mind. I think everybody's going to like theirs.
This process of doing a homemade gift is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
How was it?
Took a little bit of work. Not a whole lot.
But meaningful.
Meaningful.
There you go. That's the whole point. Because this all came out of a conversation about people buying gift cards, and it's the thought that counts, and nobody really puts much thought behind their gifts anymore. But when you do something homemade, it's more work than cost. Yeah. So that's what this all came from about a month and a half ago. You.
Okay. I was brainstorming
ideas. Nothing is right tonight.
You. Well, they just got
Carrington, tell us about your gift.
Okay, thank you.
I hope you're nicer to your friends.
Yeah, I am. No, I'm kidding. I was trying to brainstorm ideas with my mom about 2 weeks ago or so, and through some suggestions, through me going to the store and buying things and then deciding that that wasn't right, I did eventually...
Buying things?
Yes, I bought things, and then I was like, no, this isn't gonna be right. I buy things to, like, make, you know, like...
Oh, okay.
I bought items that I was going to, like, use to make something.
Like a kit?
No, not a kit.
Okay, what are you talking about?
Okay, no, I'm not gonna tell you. I was gonna do something, and I was like, I changed my mind after talking with my mom, and we came up with an idea that I liked, and I really wish I would have had a little bit more time, because...
It's not a charcuterie board, is it?
Not a charcuterie board, nothing edible in the gift, so... Sorry, Sean.
Oh! That was good.
Better than you than me. Better you than me.
But yeah, I think they turned out well, and I think you guys will like them.
All right, well, we'll see as time goes on tonight, but that's the story of the homemade gifts.
Tell us your process. You always try to get out of it. You're in this. We are all equals here. You're the host. I get it, but like... Come on.
Moderator,
whatever.
Everybody's a co-host, but I'm the moderator. Okay. We're all co-hosts.
So we're co-hosts.
It's like four points on a compass, but I'm the moderator. So I get to choose the topics.
So you're one of the points, but also the center.
Well, that's what most people say, yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm edging my way into the center, so please go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you, mine was much... here's what I will say. Mine was much more... time-consuming. You'll understand this when you see it. It was more time-consuming than it was complicated.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, but it is homemade. Apparently, there was an accusation that my gift was not going to be homemade.
Because it looked so good.
No, I didn't realize this, but it came from Matt earlier on that there was a rumor going around that I did not homemake my gift.
I was told that he was going to go pick up the gift.
Well, I did have to pick up things to put the gift together. But you'll understand that as time goes on.
I'm really excited. We should open them now.
Are you one of those? Like on Christmas Eve, you want to open up the gifts? It's fascinating. I can't wait to do it. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. And we've got a big top 10 list coming up on the program. Now, you know something interesting? I was wrapping gifts last night, which I don't really particularly like doing. But I was doing that last night, and there was something on called the Jingle Ball. Do you know what the Jingle Ball is?
I do not.
Oh, Jesus. It is a big ball of singers, and they sing, and it's for Christmas, I guess. I didn't know who any of these people were. I didn't know any of the songs they were singing. As a matter of fact, I'm sure that none of them were Christmas songs. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. And during the thing, I saw a commercial. The Golden Bachelor is getting married.
Oh my gosh, is he? There's been so much.
Now they're advertising the wedding. Now, not only has your courtship been on television, now your wedding. Tune in for the wedding on January the 11th.
I'm surprised he's getting married. There's been so much controversy over, like, there was, like, a scene of him crying because he couldn't decide which woman.
Yes, he's a wuss.
Pick.
This old man's a wuss.
Men are allowed to cry. It's not about him crying. It's just he was so conflicted.
I've never cried.
Okay, well, Yeah, you don't have feelings, though, either, so we get it. Like, that's fine. But, like, he was so conflicted about which woman he's going to pick, and now it's a couple months later, and he's getting married to one of them. Like,
see, this is life.
No, that's The Bachelor.
Yeah, but the guy's getting married on television. He found a woman on television. He's getting married on television. I'm sure the divorce will be on in May. I'm looking forward to that. Tune in for The Bachelor Divorce, The Golden Divorce, here on ABC.
I hope so.
You're crying right now. What's going
on?
I'm
crying. I can feel stuff in my face. I'm just trying to get it off.
Oh, my God. She's burst into tears hearing about The Golden Bachelor.
No, I'm just confused. I've just seen things online where, like...
There's a wedding coming up. I saw it last night.
So conflicted about which woman he's going to pick.
I dropped my wrapping, and I went over with a big red pen and marked it on my calendar.
I think it's all marketing. I think that he had then made his choice, but... They said, look, man, you should just cry. We'll make it to where you were crying, and then all of a sudden people will be like, man, how's this going to end? And then all of a sudden people are going to tune in.
Well, he was with all those old women, you know. Honest to goodness.
Well, there was the whole scandal where he, you know, was trying to decide which woman he's going to pick at the end, and then I think after he decided who he was going to be with, then there was something about him, like they found out he had a long term like live-in girlfriend, like. I don't know how much prior it was to this show, but then there was some, you know, like, oh my gosh, how does the girl that he picked feel about, like, his long-term serious relationship he had?
She doesn't care, apparently.
Yeah, and apparently she's gotten over it since there's a wedding date, and it's in January,
on television.
Oh my gosh.
Hope it's live.
I can't with The Bachelor. Like, that's so phony.
But, I mean, it's life, really. That's how people do it. People will get engaged over Christmas. Somebody will pop the question on New Year's Eve. That always happens. Hey, I got engaged on Christmas Eve.
You so did.
I did. I wish I would have known about it, but, you know, that was a Christmas Eve to remember.
That's true.
There was no wedding in January.
Christmas Eve traumatic for you? You're like, oh.
That was traumatic. Flashbacks. It really was. Oh, but here's a Christmas miracle. Today, I got a mug in the mail and a nice little thank you card from somebody who was on the program. Dear Scott, thank you for having me on your program. You asked great questions and were so kind. Sincerely, Meredith Keller. And Meredith sent me a mug with her face on it. So I believe that Meredith and I now will be married, is what I believe. So I'm going to break my stance on marriage, and Meredith and I, because I'm going to see her face every morning when I'm drinking my tea, because I'm right-handed, and the way I hold this cup, she's going to be right in my face. That Meredith and I will be married. She sings. It's going to be wonderful. Holy matrimony forever and ever. Me and Meredith sitting in a tree. KISSING. There you go. That's my holiday announcement.
Does Meredith know you feel this way about her?
Well, I don't really care. Once you send somebody a mug with your mug on it, it's a done deal. This might as well have been an engagement ring for all I care.
I don't know if that's the point she was trying to get across.
Well, listen, if I sent you a mug with my face on it for Christmas, what would you think?
I would think, oh, Scott Spears is a little conceited.
Are you saying Meredith is conceited?
No, I...
Are you talking about my woman?
No, she's a singer. She's probably just trying to get herself out there and, you know, be more known. I don't know. If it was a Christmas gift,
don't you think she looks nice?
Yeah, I think she's really cute.
Yeah, she's my type.
She's your type? Cute?
Yeah, I like the cute girls.
That's true.
And, what do you know? No, this is my type right here. The long... Pure. She looks pure.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like the roughnecks. I like the pure girls. This girl, and her middle name is Joy. Like the season, Joy. J-O-Y.
Didn't you say she's a Christian singer?
Yeah, that's right up my alley.
Oh, okay.
That's not up my alley?
I'm not sure. Could you let us know, actually?
No, listen.
What are your beliefs?
I might bring this mug to your house on Christmas Eve morning.
Why? Bring your girl around with you.
Aren't we a cute couple?
Like, this is my wife.
This is the way I always wanted to be married. I wanted to be married to a cup.
That's what's up.
You can have no thoughts or opinions.
No, and she's there every morning for me.
She's polite.
How you doing, Meredith? And she doesn't talk back.
Never.
She'll listen to me. It's wonderful. Wow. Happy holidays, Meredith. Thank you for the mug.
I'm sure she appreciated that.
Well, she's a singer. Wow, she can belt them.
Did she sing on the show?
She did. Everybody who comes on the show, I make sing.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
It's a must when you're on my show. Whether you can sing or not, you must sing.
That's for sure.
So here we are in the holiday season, 48 hours away. Now, Matt, do you have your PJs and your little thing with the bunny ears ready for Carrington's house on Christmas morning and your footy pajamas?
Something like that, yeah.
Should we wear pajamas? You guys want to wear pajamas to my house Christmas Eve?
I hate to break it to you, but I do not own pajamas.
Okay. Sorry, I was just
throwing out fun ideas. There's a little heat over here on this side. There's a little heat there. From the gift to the pajamas.
No, that's fine. We're just sad. Like, it would have been fine. It would have been festive, but that's okay.
Are your parents going to be sitting around in their pajamas?
Most days, my mom likes to stay in her pajamas all day, but I could see her getting dressed for this event.
It's an event. It's not just... It's an event on Christmas Eve morning.
Yes, this is an event.
I'm excited for it. So no footy pajamas with the big thing and
probably not. No.
Sounds like Matt's against it.
Well, that's sad, Matt. We were going to have a moment there.
Yeah, it would have added to the event.
I have slippers.
Okay, where are your slippers?
Do you have bunny slippers?
Not our bunny slippers, but I've got slippers.
Take regular.
I've got pajama bottoms and you know a shirt and I could pull it off. Don't you?
No.
You don't have pajama bottoms?
No.
What do you sleep in, a potato sack?
Why are you asking what I sleep in?
Hey, what's wrong with that? Why is that a bad question?
Shorts.
Oh, okay. At all?
Yeah.
Oh, God, let's hope your house never catches on fire. See, that's why I dress fully for the bed, honestly. I think about the house catching on fire, having to...
Or that you sleep.
Well, if I'm dead in my sleep, I really don't care how people find me, but... No, I have pajama bottoms on, or sweatpants, slippers, a shirt.
You sleep with slippers on?
No, I don't sleep with slippers on. They're next to the bed in case I need to get out quick.
Oh, wow. You're prepared.
Well, yes.
Do you have an escape route, too? Like, do
no,
you have plans?
The door.
Okay, yeah, but you don't have, like, a ladder. Like, I don't know.
It's one story. My house is one story.
Okay, I've never been over. I don't know.
I invited you over for Christmas Eve.
Last week.
Well, you and Billy and Jason and whatever.
The family we've got stuff to do.
Listen, you can do what you want.
Okay.
I don't say I haven't invited you, though. Anyway, so what...
I never said that you didn't invite me. I said I haven't been...
Do you have pajamas? That's the question.
Yes. Yes, I do. I was almost going to wear them here tonight. I thought about it.
Because?
Because, well, I told you, my friends are having a Christmas party right now, so we're...
Are you guys in your pajamas?
Yeah, so all day we've been in ugly Christmas sweaters, and then the plan was to change into pajamas, like, at the house that, like, I had departed at. Like, they were all getting ready to change, and I was like, okay, I've got...
Is this an ugly Christmas sweater you have on?
Yes, this is what I wore for my ugly Christmas sweater. I just don't have a great ugly Christmas sweater specifically, and I thought this sweater could be... ugly in some people's...
No, I think it looks fine.
Yeah, I like the sweater, too. I mean, I bought it because I was like, oh, I like that. But I think some people could think it was ugly, so...
I don't know. It's a little... the color scheme's a little different.
Yeah, it could be kind of ugly, I think, in some people's opinion.
So. I wouldn't say that, but...
Thank you.
Some people might.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, all right, somebody could think this was ugly.
Points out that it's ugly. I don't know, Bob, I would say that, but some people might.
Not me.
Yeah, I mean, I like the sweater. That's why I bought it, but...
Very nice. So, but if you were in pajamas, what would that look like?
The ones that I have for this evening
That's
are...
a hard question. talking to the mayor one day, talking to city council the next, Sam Donaldson this morning, Treasurer of the United States. What kind of pajamas you sleep in? The questions just get harder and harder by the...
They're just some, like, little plaid pajama pants, and then I have a red top to go with it. So it's, like, a little set. And then I've got slippers.
Oh, good. Well, that's nice to know. So what was wrong with my little dealy there?
No, it was just whenever you said you slept in the slippers where I was like...
No, I didn't say I slept in the slippers. I said I have slippers because I feel that I should not be... Listen, let's be honest. A good portion of the society sleeps in the nude. And that's a problem if your house catches on fire.
Yeah, we need to spread awareness about that. That's a platform of the show. Please sleep with clothes on.
I don't like people who sleep in the nude.
Don't sleep
with... No, I don't think that's good. I think that's a bad, bad move when you sleep in the nude. But a lot of people... I mean, listen, this is no joke here. This is true.
But it's bad.
But it happens.
Yeah, definitely it happens.
I don't know if they think it's bad, but I don't care for it.
I wonder if there's polls online. You should look up...
throw a blanket across.
What's your favorite site to find out information from? Wick or something? What's it called?
There's a lot of them. Reddit, Washington Post.
No, there's one where you're like, oh, this place ran a poll.
Oh.
It's always them.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And I question it, and you're...
No,
like,
but listen, I don't have to question that people sleep in the nude, because I've seen that a lot, and I don't particularly care for when people don't bring any pajamas. You know, you say, where are your pajamas? I don't have any. Well, Right, we got problems.
Well, it's fine if it's like shorts and a t-shirt, because I don't like typically sleep in a pajama set. Like, I typically would sleep in just like shorts and a t-shirt, but...
Yeah, but that's not nude. We're talking about nudity.
I know, but you said if they say they don't have pajamas, like, you can not have pajamas, but just sleep in something that you would wear.
Right, and I'm not saying that nudity is bad, because I believe people who paint nudes and people who pose in nude for art classes, I think that's fine. But I just don't think you should sleep nude.
My mom said she will be dressed. She's not wearing pajamas.
Oh, okay, well.
On Christmas Eve morning. She'd like us to know, so I guess no pajamas.
No pajamas. Pajamas are out.
She's against it.
I'll make sure I got the tie on.
Yeah, sorry, Mom.
No, but I mean, seriously. I mean, you, because there's a store. Don't kick my feet. My shoes are expensive. That's an inside joke. Anyway, if that's not Christmas fun, I don't know what is.
I can't continue now.
Okay, anyway, before we started, I accidentally kicked her shoes, and she yelled at me and said, "Don't kick my shoes, they're very expensive." So, you get what
you... You stepped on my foot a little bit.
Those who giveth, getteth. Those who giveth, getteth.
I just didn't like it. I was like, hey, watch the feet.
You don't want... You're the one flipping your feet around under the table.
I know, I'm sorry. I need
to get that restless leg syndrome. Anyway, people have been fired for posing nude for pictures.
Really?
If it's artwork, I think it's fine.
If you have the right body, I guess.
No, I don't think you need the right body. Go over to Rome. All those statues are of naked people, like the Statue of David.
Yeah, but like, public nudity is different. I mean, you can't be...
Well, you can't streak.
Right, right.
So, in New York, you can, right?
No.
How come that guitar guy gets away with it?
You're not supposed to. He wears a guitar.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The lady in Times Square that just has, like, stickers on.
Well, she's got stickers on.
Oh, so that's all you need.
There are three... I'm not going to get into it, but there are three things you can't show on television or show in public.
And as long as those are covered, it's like,
as long as those are covered up, yeah.
Fair game.
Fair game. You have a problem with people painting nude?
No, but it's strange, I guess.
Why?
I don't know. It's just... I feel like there's probably better ways to paint.
You know, my allergies have been up so bad since Tuesday. The weather change.
The weather change?
Yeah, we went from cold to warm.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it's like 50. What do you mean?
And I have not taken any of my allergy medicine.
That'll get you.
So, what do you think? Painting in the nude?
I feel like it's a little unnecessary. They, like, you know, obviously, like, back in the day, they didn't have photographs. But now that we have photographs, I mean, isn't it kind of like the same thing? If you were just, like, looking at a picture of someone naked, you could just paint that. Like, do you need a naked person to be standing there? It feels a little uncomfortable. Like, even whenever it happens on TV, I'm like, oh, I'm glad I'm not in that art class.
Well, they had naked people in the old days, too. That's not, like, a new thing.
No, I know. So, like, back in the day, they'd have the naked person come and stand there and hold their fruit and whatever. And
hold their fruit?
Yeah, you know. Like,
is that what you call it?
Naked picture. No, like, stop that. No, like, you know, like fruit or, like, grapes or something. I don't know. They're, like, posing out there.
Throw those balls over the plate. We'll keep knocking them out tonight.
But now it's a little unnecessary because, you know, we could just look at a photograph of someone naked probably and paint that if you needed a naked person, right? Like,
yeah.
Why do you need the live nakedness?
Well, some people are live naked. I don't know. I don't care what people do. Listen, do what you want to do. Just don't do it at night.
What?
Yeah, I don't want you out in the street naked if your house catches on fire.
Oh, okay. So that's back to the main point of this, where we're saying you need to sleep with clothes on.
Right. But I don't care if you're naked in an art class. I think, you know, the body, that's art. I believe that. I mean, if you're going to paint a fruit bowl, why can't you paint the human body?
I mean, I agree in that sense. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Like you said, people have been fired for that. Like, that seems a little far. Just, you know, if you could just have a picture of a naked person versus live naked person standing there, it sounds a little more... a little less uncomfortable, I would say.
What is the difference between a live naked person and a picture of a naked person?
The picture of the naked person doesn't have thoughts and feelings and feels like they're being stared at.
Don't pose naked if you don't want to pose naked.
That's true. Don't volunteer. I guess I'm just uncomfortable for them. I'm like, I don't like being naked. Like, it makes me uncomfortable, so.
Is this why you don't shower often?
No, it's fine in the shower. Just, like, I like to have clothes on. Like, some people, like, girls especially will, like, change clothes in front of each other. You know, you're in, like, middle school and you got to change for gym class, and people are, like, standing in the middle of the locker room just, like, changing clothes, and I'm, like, always the one going back in the, like, in the stall of the bathroom or in, like, the shower area. It's like, I am not going to get naked in front of people. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't like it.
Well, I don't think I enjoy getting naked in front of people either. I don't know that that's a thing.
Some people just don't have a problem with it, though.
Really?
Obviously.
Some people just strip right down?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, no, that ain't me.
No.
What about you, Sean? You like getting naked in front of people?
Heck no.
Merry Christmas! What do you think, Matt?
I do know what Carrington is talking about, so in gym class, they...
Oh, I do know about that. I went to gym class in my life.
You know, I'm with her. I'd always be the person who, like, went into, like, the stall or something like that.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I'm just saying...
but you're in the minority as that person. Like,
really?
Yes. Nah. There's only, like, 3 or 4 people that are going, like, away to change privately while everybody else is just, like...
I think everybody's uncomfortable. You just don't want to let on that you're uncomfortable.
You know what I used to do? I used to wear my clothes underneath my other clothes.
Standing in the group.
You did what?
I wore my other clothes, my gym clothes, underneath my other clothes.
Oh.
That's what I did. So yeah.
But then you're going to be, like, hot all day.
Yeah, what if you, like, sweat in your gym clothes? You just put your other clothes back on top of your sweaty gym clothes?
No, I just take them off.
Oh, you change after. Okay.
But when I first get there.
So you're just reducing the chance because you don't have to change the first time. You only change the second time. I got it.
I think I just told people to go away.
Listen,
I'm going to get naked. Why do I have to leave?
Because back up. I don't know. Everyone else is just cool with it. I don't know what it is about being in a middle school gym class where everyone's like, we can take our clothes off, but, like, not for me.
What middle school did you go to?
Yeah. Pleasant.
My goodness gracious.
I think they're all like that. Like, Matt didn't go to Pleasant, and he understands.
Yep. I went to a rally.
Yeah, but nobody is comfortable. They're just trying to avoid... It's like shirts and skins. When boys first play shirts and skins in basketball, nobody's comfortable with it, but you do it because you don't want to seem uncomfortable.
I was always shirt.
I'm glad.
I just want to throw that out there, guys.
Yeah. And it's Christmas, so I'm not going to follow that up.
You're so kind.
I know. Well, I'm in the Christmas spirit. All right, let's do the top 10 list because we've got gifts next hour and all kinds of stuff.
Yes, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift.
Oh, don't look. You're kind of in an awkward angle tonight.
Oh, Harrington, I got to bring in something to show you.
Yeah? Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Matt saw it.
What is that?
What are you doing? Are we doing the top 10 list? Why are you looking
at us? Listen, don't push me along.
Okay, sorry.
Golly.
I don't know. It depends on what we're talking about.
I don't know what we're talking about. Well, that was kind of a weird aside in the show, but that's okay.
Everybody all right. You.
What is going on over here?
I'm just looking at your screen. I'm ready for the top 10 list.
Here we go. Tonight's top 10 list from the home office in Columbus, Ohio. A Christmas gift for Carrington. A copy of the new history book written by Bud Rosenthorne. I love that. What the world was like before Taylor Swift. The top 10 chapters are... Number 10, people read books.
I read books. We just did a book exchange at my friend Christmas, I'd like to point out, so Taylor Swift did not take that away.
Number 9, newspapers actually report news.
That's fair.
Number 8, Superman was the only person who changed clothes in public.
Wait, what? Changed clothes in public? We were just talking about changing clothes.
Isn't that weird?
How did he read into the future?
That's very eerie.
That's so weird.
Number 7, phones were attached to the wall.
That's
exclamation
true.
Point, exclamation point, question mark.
Number 6, people ride buses to get around.
Yeah, there's still buses.
You were confused on that point, though, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, you said bus tour. It was the tour part. There are no tours.
Tour.
Tour.
Yeah. Thank you. Number 5, television had 3 channels. It did. Number 4, students are educated in schools.
Oh, whatever.
Number 3. Number 3, the Titanic was a big ship.
What? I don't get it.
I'm sure you don't. Number 2. Where is number 2? Elvis.
Uh-huh.
Now remember the category. A Christmas gift for Carrington, a copy of the new history book written by Bud Rosenthorne. What the world was like before Taylor Swift. the top 10 chapters are. And number one is, what do you mean? Phones were attached to the wall? And that's the top 10 list.
Oh, gosh.
I enjoyed that one.
That was funny.
I'll send that over to you for the holiday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
The season of giving.
Explain to people who Bud Rosenthorn is.
Bud Rosenthorn is not a who. Bud Rosenthorn is an idea I proposed that a couple weeks ago. We were all supposed
Last week. You got Alzheimer's?
No. All these just blend together. I'm like, I don't know.
Do they all blend after a while?
They do. That we should all share our Bud Rosenthorn of the day. And the Bud is
I thought you said Bud Rosenthorn, my old neighbor.
Yes. You were sadly mistaken. And
I wasn't all that sad about it, but I was mistaken.
You were really excited to talk about Bud Rosenthorn.
I think I talked about him anyway.
You did. The Bud, though, is something you're excited for. Rose is something good about your day. And a thorn is something bad about your day. And you all just share that. And it's something, you know, so you can learn about the other people that you're spending time with their day.
So that was a good top 10 list.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel we should sing a Christmas song. It's the last show before Christmas.
Okay.
What's wrong with your ear?
I'm itching it. It just itched.
You got an itchy ear?
Yes.
Have you cleaned them recently?
Yeah, it was the lobe that itched.
Okay. We should sing something upbeat. Well, Holly Jolly Christmas. We heard that on the way over here.
Do you guys know the Heat Miser, Snow Miser song?
Did I just suggest a song or what?
but I suggested a better one.
Was that the answer?
No, I was trying to brainstorm songs.
You don't answer a question with a question.
Fine, what was your question going on?
We can do two songs.
Okay, fine.
Do you know Holly Jolly Christmas?
Yes.
Matt, do you?
I do.
Let's do it. All right, here on the Christmas edition, last live broadcast before the holiday. Go ahead, lead us out, like you did at the Christmas party the other night.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Why are we singing this like we're in slow motion? This song is not meant to be... No, what is it's an upbeat, quick song.
I don't know. I thought this was the pace it went. I thought we were on tempo, like... I guess we should put some more inflection.
Speed it up, Coyote. Let's go. Speed it up.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. In case you didn't hear. Oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
There we go. Now it sounded like a song.
Yeah, we had a little more.
You want to do the first Noel?
We did so much Noeling the other night.
Noel. That's the song.
You just repeat that 16 times.
Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come.
Here we come a-wassailing, so merry to be seen or something. How do you not remember the words?
Love and joy come to you, and to you a-wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God bless you a happy new year. We almost had it.
So close.
We're going to try that again later on because it's important to get that one right. You got it? What are you doing with your nose now? What is wrong with your face tonight?
I'm just touching my face.
Top 10 things said at the WGH Christmas show. What's wrong with your face?
Yeah, and I'm the aggressive one.
Why are you itching your ear? What is this all about? It's dry in here.
Yeah.
Here we go.
What are we doing?
Everybody here should know the wassailing song. We do it 20 or 30 times. Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come caroling? Or is it
I don't know the words.
Let's back it up, Grandma. Let's go. Here we go. Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Spit it out.
You're the one leading it.
Yeah, but you got to sing.
Why just me? No one else is singing.
They're singing. They're trying.
I'm sorry.
Here we go.
Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come a-caroling among something to be seen.
Where the hell are the lyrics?
Oh, my gosh.
Golly.
On the Christmas episode, Scott.
Well, there's two. You talk about that a lot at Christmas time.
Heaven and hell.
Heaven and hell, up and down, left and right.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's wassail.
We're going to wassail. Nothing I like better on a Christmas show than a good wassail. What's wrong with your face?
I can't do anything.
You just look sour.
I just don't like the wassailing song.
I don't care. Here we go.
Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come a-wandering, so fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
There we go. Much better.
Yeah.
What else you got?
The Heat Miser Snow Miser song. Do you guys know that one?
No. Yeah, never heard of it.
What?
Heat Miser Snow what?
Miser from A Year Without Santa Claus.
I don't know that.
I'm Mr. Heat Miser. I'm Mr. Sun. Da 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 da. I'm Mr. Hot Christmas. I'm Mr. 101. They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch, da 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 da, starts to melt in my clutch. Da 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 da. I'm too much. Da 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 da.
You know how you feel embarrassed for those naked people? That's how I felt right there. That's
what I felt.
Oh, my Lord.
It's a Christmas favorite.
Here we go. We're going to marshmallow it up, kids.
All right.
Okay.
Get ready at home. Get your lyrics out. Hold on. I got to find my lyrics now. Where are they? Oh, there's the wassailing song. I love the wassailing song. I love that you guys know the tempo of the wassailing song. Now, if there's anything we've done this Christmas, you've learned the tempo of the wassailing song.
That's for sure. We have rehearsed.
Here we go. On WG...
Sorry, I was
Don't
just
jump
waiting.
The gun.
Sorry.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Boy, haven't you learned anything by now? Here we go. Here we go on WGH Radio. The WGH Carolers singing It's a Marshmallow World. Let's go.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter. When the snow comes to cover the ground, it's a time for play, it's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze. Oh, the world is your snowball, see how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball just for a song. Get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You know, we've never done the 12 days. Let's try to do the 12 days and see if we can get it.
Oh, wow. From memory?
I don't know them. Somebody asked me this the other day.
Oh, wow.
From memory. Here we go. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. Boy, I had bad looks on the first list. You got that wrong.
On the second
day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six
geese a-laying.
Six geese a-laying, five golden rings. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight
mugs with people's face on them.
Seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying,
five golden rings. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the
ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
nine maids a-milking, eight...
I thought you said eight maids a-milking.
Oh, I don't know. They're all milking
maids. How many maids you want to milk?
Many milking maids. I don't know.
Nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying,
five golden rings. 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
10 lords a leaping,
9 drummers drumming.
No, oh no, that's 11 drummers. No, drummers drumming.
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids in milking, 7
swans swimming, 6 geese a laying,
5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me 11 drummers drumming, 10 swans a swimming.
No, 10.
Piper's piping.
No, 12. I think it's 12 pipers piping.
No, it's
maybe
10.
It's 11 pipers piping.
In my version, there were 10.
I have no idea.
10 pipers piping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 something.
Hey, the fans are begging for us to stop singing carols, so you know. My friends.
Well, tell them they can,
They're begging.
Or tell
They're
them
bleeding.
To go wassail.
They're like, please, no more carols. They're going to tune out.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah, they're not that loyal. They will leave at any given moment if they're not enjoying it.
So. We're going to step out here for a second because it is break time, but go get yourself some eggnog and get yourself some really good figgy pudding and come back after the break.
And cheese dip.
And cheese dip. Don't forget.
It's not a Christmas song that I'm singing to you, so anybody out there, please help the Hebrew. You like that?
Oh, my God.
Since I was a little boy, there's one season that brought me joy. It was the Christmas season, with the church bells ringing and the people singing. It was a Christmas season.